Well, good evening, gentlemen. And we're going to do an experiment. And I've got a Peroni bottle in front of me, waiting for me to drink it. So is there a difference between male and feminine brains? Well, I'd say yes, because males have one. But males' brains are logical, problem-solving. To be able to analyze something and come up with a solution, that's because they had to be. Because if they weren't, we wouldn't be here now, would we? Femmes' brains are more emotional. But for a lot of men, it's very hard to describe and understand the differences between the brains. But I've kind of made a little scenario which I believe shows exactly what the differences are. So here we have a store layout. I think this is a supermarket, but it could be any store at all. And we're going to use two test subjects. One's a femme, one's a male. We'll do the male first, which is unusual. Usually the female goes first in everything, but not in this one. I've depicted the dotted line as the male walking. Then I've chose the color blue, of course, to be a typical male going shopping. The femmes will be in pink, of course. And here he comes now, strolling along, going in the doors, probably said hello to the cashier, and he's... Well, looks like he's stopped somewhere. Yes, he might be getting something. And now he's going to go... Looks like he's paying for it. Is that going to be it? Oh, he's finished. He's got his item. He's gone. He's gone. That's it. It's over. Didn't take long at all, did it? And that's your typical male shopper, at least it is for me. I don't go in and fiddle with everything. I just go in and get what I want and get the hell out. But of course, a lot of femmes make a day of it. But anyway, we'll take a look at our test subject. So let's remove the male's path and see what the femme does. All right, here comes the femme now. This is show us the two different tactics of shopping here. And she... Well, she seems to have stopped and is talking to the cashier, maybe. Maybe she knows her or him. Bit of gossip, perhaps. And she's going to... Oh! She's stopped somewhere. She's going to buy it, probably, and then pay for it, get out. That's what's going to happen. No, she's gone somewhere else. And she's looking at something else there. Obviously doesn't actually know what she really wants in this store here, but... And she's gone to another aisle there. Looked at that, touchy-feely sort of thing. And now she's where the male was, and she's looked at that, and now she's looking at something else. My God. Now she's gone to another place and has done, look at that. I'm just tired watching her, and she's looked at something else. And something else. A lot of stops here. And another one. Maybe she's going to pay for it and leave. No, she's gone somewhere else now and stopped again. Having an interesting thing there, maybe, whatever it is. Peroni, maybe. She likes the clothes one. She's touching the clothes. And she's gone over to the corner there. I don't know what's there, but she finds it interesting. And where's she going now? She's going to pay for her stuff and... No, she's left the store without buying anything. And just a minute. She's coming back. And she's going in the wrong door, by the look of it. And where the hell's she going? I think she's having a cup of tea or coffee or something. Cool, make a day of it, I would. Well, maybe she's not going to buy anything at all. That's possible. And only she's off. Where's she going? Oh, the one place she hasn't actually touched them feely things. Is she actually going to buy something this time? Seems to be there enough a long time. Well, here she goes. Looks like she's actually paying for something. Probably not with her money. And off she goes. She's going off now. She's leaving. And she... No, she's coming back. No, no. So she's leaving. Oh, well. Okay. There you go, guys. Just a few stops in the store, that's all. And I sped the Femmon's track up because, well, otherwise we'd be here a very long time. So let's just compare. Let's take a look at the amount of stops the Femmon made. And I believe it's 15 stops. Now let's take the Femmon track away and put the males. And what have we got? Oh, one stop. Well, there you go, guys. This is a real simple way just to prove the differences between male and Femmon brains. And I'll probably get the Nobel Peace Prize for this. What an experiment. I don't know about you guys, but it tells me a hell of a lot. Anyway, let me know what you think. Take it easy.